In his book, Strangers in a Strange Land, which I recommend all of you for a good summer read, Archbishop Chaput of Philadelphia cites a New York Times article that was written by a friend of his who's a philosophy professor, Justin McBrayer. So Justin McBrayer recounted how his second grade old son had a homework assignment from his local school. And this little boy had to decide whether a statement was fact or whether it was opinion. Some of the statements were: copying homework assignments is wrong. Cursing in school is inappropriate behavior. All men are created equal. So what do you think? Fact or opinion? Well, according to the school system, all those statements are opinions. Now, if those statements are opinions, who's going to decide what's right or what's wrong? Who's going to say, this is what you have to do? Well, whoever the totalitarian power is, when we think about it, it's going to be the totalitarian teacher that says, in my classroom, cheating's wrong. Or it's going to be the totalitarian government that might even say, all men aren't created equal. Pope Benedict warned about this whole situation. He said, we live under this dictatorship of relativism that has given way to a logic of power. Well, my brothers and sisters, we believe in a God who is truth, and a God who is love, and a God who has put design and purpose in all of creation. So in his love, God created. And this world does have scientific or physical laws, like the planets revolve around the sun. Makes sense. It's not going to change. Laws of gravity aren't going to change. God also, though, put a moral order of law. We're made in his image and likeness. And therefore, we're called to act in a certain way in accord with truth. So that we would know this truth, yes, God revealed, like the Ten Commandments. More beautifully, God has revealed truth through his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is the wisdom of God, through whom all things were created. He's that Word of God. He came into this world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Christ, therefore, has perfectly revealed God's truth and love to us. He did so in his words and in his actions. He has shown the love of God, particularly by going to the cross, offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins, and rising to give us the hope of everlasting life. So we're called then to look to Christ, to be a human being, to be living in that image of God. We look to Jesus. He has revealed this, and we follow him. Remember last week in our gospel, same part of St. John's gospel, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He didn't say, I'm one of many ways, I'm one of many truths. That makes no sense at all. I'm one of many lives. He didn't say, you can follow my opinion. No, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And if we follow him, we will have life. Now, yes, Christ then tells us in our gospel today, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He says that whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. So we look to Christ. Now, granted, we look at the whole picture. So think of just those Ten Commandments. Yes, Old Testament, God revealed those to Moses, but the Father spoke his word to Moses. Yes, they are do this, don't do that, but they're precepts of love. And hopefully as we grow, we understand them. It's sort of like when we're growing up, parents will say, do this, don't do that. A parent cannot reason with a three-year-old. It's like negotiating with terrorists. It doesn't work, right? The parent has to say, do this, don't do that. But hopefully, as the child matures, the child sees the reasoning behind the do and the don't. It makes sense. And Jesus, too, taught this way. Remember back in January and February, we were journeying through the Sermon on the Mount that began with the Beatitudes. Our Lord, though, took some precepts of law, and he said, you heard the commandment, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus taught, it's not just about physical killing, like murder. It's also a spiritual killing, like slandering someone or defaming someone. That can kill also. So our Lord is challenging us then to live by the fullness of his love and his truth. So think of those commandments. They aren't just do's and don'ts. Rather, they involve a total yes to the love of the Lord. So for instance, commandments 1 through 3, thou shalt not have false gods, don't take God's name in vain, keep holy the Sabbath. Well, we're saying, yes, I love God above all things. This is what motivates us then to pray, to be here on Sundays, to continue to learn about our faith, to read sacred scripture. Commandment 4, honor thy father and mother. We're really saying, yes, marriage and family are sacred. Here are the building blocks of society. We could also add, then legitimate authority is important, because you and I can't live like anarchists, doing whatever I want to do. We live in a community. Commandment 5, thou shalt not kill, is really saying, yes, life is sacred. Every person has dignity. Life is sacred from conception to natural death. Commandment 6, thou shalt not commit adultery, is saying, yes, marriage is sacred, and marriage involves fidelity, that sacred, life-giving, unifying love. 7, thou shalt not steal, is saying yes to justice. I will treat all people and deal with all people fairly and honestly. 8th commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness, is really saying yes to truthfulness. I'm not going to lie, deceive, cheat, defraud somebody else. 9 and 10, thou shalt not covet neighbor's wife, neighbor's goods, is really saying yes to gratitude. God has given us so much. We should be grateful. We shouldn't be coveting what others have. We should be grateful and using those gifts wisely. All of these then are showing us the beautiful love of God. And God wants us to live in his love. God wants us to live in his freedom. Deviating from the commandments isn't going to bring us freedom. We're going to crash and burn. For instance, I was thinking about how years ago we had a family vacation to California. So we started in Los Angeles and drove all the way up to San Francisco and then Sacramento, where my grandma and my uncle and his family lived. So we're driving along scenic Route 1, and we get to the point where you're right along the coastline, and it's beautiful. But right there is the cliff, and there's the ocean, and sometimes it's very curvy and treacherous. One afternoon, the fog rolled in. Very frightening. I remember my father had a hard time just seeing what was ahead driving this car. I'm praying in the back seat. That's why I'm a priest. And so, but, you know, thank God there were guardrails. Now, we could have been safe without the guardrails, but thank God we had the guardrails. Well, that's why God gave us the commandments, to keep us safe, to keep us in freedom, to keep us in his love. So, sometimes when I watch the news, and I see especially young people who have committed a murder, or there's the drunk driving, or we hear so much about the opioid addictions among young people, I think, didn't anyone teach the Ten Commandments? Or my mom, on Mondays when I'm home, likes watching Judge Judy. So after dinner, we watch Judge Judy for a half hour. And sometimes it's like I'd like to take those stone tablets and just crack them right on the people's heads. It's like, don't you know basic laws of God? And look at the mess that people make out of their own lives. That's not freedom. That's not love. It's not life. God wants us to have love, life, and freedom. So we turn our hearts over to Him. St. Peter reminds us then we need to sanctify Christ in our lives. We need to have that clear conscience. So the Holy Spirit, and Jesus says, the Spirit of truth will help us. The Spirit of truth guides our church to teach truth. Thank God, considering the moral issues we face today, we have a church that teaches truth. But in all, it's about keeping us in love with God. And our Lord says, if we live the love now, if we follow these commandments, we'll be united with Him, His Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, now, and we'll see that fulfilled in heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life that shows us heaven. That's not an opinion. That's fact. Believe in the facts. May God bless you.